I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
This is the premier family destination vacation style on the planet.
Yeah.
Which is why this story is so bizarre. Because you'd think if you were going to take this trip, the kids are going to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there are so many adults now into this, this trip has become child optional.
Wow.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So, Kimmy, you know some folks going on vacation soon.
No, they already went.
Oh, they went on vacation.
Yeah. So this was like back a couple weeks ago, we ran into this couple that we hadn't seen in a while. So we're like, we should get together soon. Like, what are you doing for Memorial Day? They go, oh, well, we have plans for Memorial Day. They go, his parents are taking the kids. We're doing a long weekend getaway.
Ooh, Booty Island,
childless
baby.
Getaway.
Booty so. Island.
Booty Island. C-section code.
So
she had no option.
That wasn't the C-section that was bothered.
It's like, oh, you know, we'll have to get together sometime. And then we kind of left it at that. And then a few weeks go by, and I see on Facebook, they posted all their vacation pictures.
All right, cool. So they go to, like, Nantucket?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking, right? Like, a long weekend somewhere. Where could they go? They went to Disney World.
Right.
They took, like, a 4 or 5 day vacation to Disney World without their kids. And, like, their kids are, like, prime Disney World age. Like, I think they're 8 and 6 or something
and
like that.
And they left them home?
And I was
what
like,
dicks.
I was more surprised, like, you took a vacation to get away from kids to a place where you're surrounded by them.
It's nothing but families.
And I guess it's different because you're still a couple on your own, but I was just surprised that, like, that was, like, the adult's vacation you took without your kids.
But you see those sandals ads, you know,
yeah,
where it's just, like you and the old lady in a hot tub.
Some long weekend getaway somewhere.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
You seem almost hurt by this.
That's baffling.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Before we have this discussion, I do want to warn you, Tommy, that Disney adults are insane. So anything that you say,
okay,
I am not responsible for, right? Like you.
Okay.
That being said, Tommy, you hear this story from this couple that leave their 6 and 8 year old kids at home to go on a Disney vacation,
same with grandma and grandpa,
by themselves. Do you look at these people as strange, or do you look at them more as dicks?
I think they're strange.
Okay,
because like this is not you leave your kids to take a romantic, we're gonna have the sex we can't have on demand now.
Okay.
That's basically why we're doing this.
Yeah.
And you get none of that.
Well,
so you're going there for the Disney experience not to have, you know, coochie time.
Well,
I mean, I guess you still could. I mean, you still are in a hotel room
alone. But
there's
so many places that cater
to, like,
couples.
I wouldn't think you'd want all the activities.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many places where couples can go. Cheaper than Disney World, by the way.
But I guess this may be romantic to some people.
How?
All right, so let's
watch. How is Screaming Kids romantic?
Well, they have, like, the adult stuff there, right? I mean.
But you're still surrounded by kids.
All right, I'm going to ask a serious question. Is this, like, a sexual thing?
No, I think it's a non-sexual
thing. No, I don't think you understand, man. Like,
I don't think they bang.
Is there? No, this
well,
could,
they made two kids. Yeah. They do bang.
You can make.
Science Kimmy.
You can bang and still be bored with your sex life. You're just going on vacation because you want to go on Space Mountain.
No, walk
there
through
are
this.
People that enjoy a good theme park.
All right, walk
do you think it's a fetish?
Look, I mean, fetish may be the wrong word. I mean, Kimmy, look, our generation.
Yeah, there are a lot of Disney adults.
Like we
yeah, are the.
It's sad.
The rise of the Disney adult is the thing.
What do they call it? The Disney golden era of Aladdin and all that stuff, right? So, I mean, bro, it's not out of the question that Disney gets these people going. That for whatever reason, whether it's
just interesting to me that
like sexual.
You both agreed on it. Like, yeah. I would think, you know, like one person's a Disney person and the other isn't. Like, these two seem like they got to do, like, all the stuff he wanted. Like, he's, like, a Star Wars. He got to go to the Star Wars thing. She
it's
got
childish.
To go to the Magic Kingdom. Like, it seemed like they were both in on this together.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You agree it's a dick move to leave your kids behind?
Yeah.
The other thing about this, with this couple, Kimmy, with kids that are 6 and 8 going on a Disney vacation without them, do the kids know you're going to
That's
Disney?
That's what
they're
I want to know.
Out.
I want to know if your kids knew that. Where you went, what they missed out on.
You would have to lie to the kids.
But they'll find out.
I mean,
they're eventually going to find out.
Well, I mean, down the road.
Right.
How could you, like, look at your 8-year-old and mommy and daddy are going to the greatest place on earth?
And I don't know, maybe they took their kids there before and they decided one day they'd go back without them and really enjoy a different side of Disney World. But either way, like, just your kids sitting, knowing, like, that you're having all this fun without them.
Okay.
Seems like it would bother you a little bit.
I agree with you. All right, look, we are a fair show.
Yeah.
We try and look at everything from every angle. We've been crapping on these two people. So let's try to come up with the reasons you may go to Disney without the kids. All right, so one, the cost.
Yes.
Disney is ungodly expensive. And there used to be a way to do it semi-affordably, where you could drive down, get a cheap hotel off Disney property, make your own food outside the park. But with the cost of admission to the parks and the cost of everything inside, how much hotels not even affiliated with
it? It's a trip to Europe.
It is. You're looking at $5,000 to $10,000
yeah.
from Rochester for a family of four when it's all this said done. Maybe, Tommy, you cut that in half without the kids.
But then what's the point of going?
You actually get to do all the stuff.
Yeah, but you don't have your children to. I would think the Disney experience is living through your kids. Seeing that smile on their face, all that's gone, man.
That's what it was for me. But
I'm going to fill up your mom on the monorail.
I mean, Disney is a lot different compared to when we were kids.
Oh, yeah. I went there when it was ancient.
Well, and Kimmy did bring up Star Wars. There's, like, superhero stuff. I mean, they do have stuff that now caters to adults because of the rise of the Disney adult generation. Not to mention,
there's a lot of drinking that goes on there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you can drink your way through every country.
But I thought the people that did that were, like, barren couples. No child.
Or, like, adult children.
And the stress of taking kids to Disney World is also second to none. The worst fight my wife and I ever got in during our marriage happened when we took the kids to Disney.
Yeah, that's a guarantee.
There's also the age of the kid in question. Like, if you're going to spend the money,
there
are folks that argue you take your kids at an age.
When they remember it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And a 6-year-old, 5-year-old may not remember the whole trip. I mean, maybe the idea is, like you said, Kimmy, send mom and dad down first.
Okay.
Do a little recon.
Well, yeah. And then in a few years, you take the kids so they actually remember it.
Yeah.
Like, my youngest, we
go scope it out.
We took the kids down when they were 3 and 5.
Yeah.
And we spent a fortune.
I remember.
Because that's what Disney costs.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful. And like you said, like, I got tears in my eyes when we walked into the Magic Kingdom and my kids saw this stuff and they were just enamored. And I looked at my wife and it's like, we did it.
Yeah,
we did
blown
it.
Blown away.
My youngest does not remember anything.
Oh, sure, because she's a little one.
And it makes me furious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was 3, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, in the moment, it was great. But now you got to be after kidding. You know what it costs?
But can you imagine if, let's say, you and your wife went to Disney alone? You're doing one of these, leave the kids behind.
Yes.
You're there for 5 days. Mm-hmm. It's got to wear thin pretty quick.
There
is so much for kids, but like,
I could see my dad wanting to do this by himself. Like, I remember as a kid, I was slightly too young for some rides, and he would get frustrated because there were rides he wanted to go on. Right. But he needed a kid to go along because my mom had to watch my brother, so I was like his partner in crime. But I was too young, and I could see him now. Like, he needs activities. He needs stuff to do.
Right.
Like, this would probably be his prime vacation.
I mean, I will say this.
What's that?
And I see you guys on all, don't go anywhere. I'm not a Disney person.
Me neither.
So, like, the park is, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, I wouldn't want to do it by myself.
After day three.
I've been to Universal.
Yeah.
And, like, because I love The Simpsons, and I know there are people that love Harry Potter and stuff like that. I could do Universal as a grown-ass person walking around by myself.
As a date with your wife, basically a vacation.
Oh, yeah.
It's not romantic.
No, there are romantic things in Universal.
What is romantic
the
about
King
this
Kong ride?
Simpsons house?
What are you talking? No, it's not the Simpsons house. It's all of Springfield.
Simpsons
you get to
land.
Walk through all of Springfield.
It's very cool.
It's really cool.
My wife would hate all of that.
We went and had a drink at Moe's, bro. It was the greatest day of my life. I got a flaming Moe.
Look at that.
I still have the glass at home. I got a Bort license plate.
All right.
You're not selling them.
252 WCMF. All right. Kimmy, couple she knows, they went to Disney without their kids.
Couple's trip to Disney.
All right. Let's talk to Justin. Justin, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. So, my best time actually going to Disney is not even when I was a kid. It was really when I went with a bunch of friends in my 20s. And the prime spot, obviously, is Epcot. You can drink around the world, and that's really what the main goal was when we went there. So my wife and I have been talking about that, and luckily for me, my parents are already retired. They have a place down in Florida and in Naples
King
that
Moosh.
They rent out each year. And so we were planning, thinking, how about for like a weekend, you guys stay up in Orlando. We'll even get our own place up there. We'll like stay with our daughter up there in Orlando for like the whole weekend or whatever. And while we want to go out to Disney to go drink, my parents could watch our newborn. I mean, she's only a few months now, but I mean, even when it comes time to like when she's even in like up to 5 years old, I would still do the same thing because I mean, take advantage of having my parents available to watch her.
Yeah, Justin, you're a monster, buddy. You're a monster. Yes. How do you leave a 5 year old behind when you got a free place to stay?
Well, I mean, would you want to bring her around when you're drinking around the world? I mean, I'm
you could just not drink and take your kid to Disney World.
Well, we could take her for a day. or a couple.
Bro, I had a beer in Epcot. That beer cost me $22. How do you drink around the world in Epcot?
Yeah, it's been about 10 years, so I'm sure the prices have skyrocketed since then. So,
Justin, thanks for the call, buddy. Just buy a 12-pack and put on the Travel Channel.
Yeah, I mean, he's describing everything you could do at an all-inclusive. Right? Well, you can drink all day for one price.
But I wonder if parents who, let's say they decided to go the all-inclusive route, like one of those adult-only resorts, like do they get bored at those places? Like maybe the boredom sets in a little bit more at those places and they start missing their kids. Like
maybe
it gives you too much time to think.
I don't know.
You like the busyness of Disney World.
But you go for 4 or 5 days, get all that sex time, man. And you screw on.
Okay,
out.
But no, I'm kind of with Kimmy on this, not in a Disney
like
way.
Maybe
but
like the quiet might freak you out.
The all inclusive, I have no interest in that because I don't want to sit by a pool all day. I'll go nuts. I don't want to go like on a catamaran. Who cares?
All right.
Like if
you
I'm
don't
gonna
do beach,
I hate beach. Like I mean, if we went to another city, like you know, like a major city, I want to go walk around and see the city.
You need
like,
activity.
Yes, I need something to do.
All right.
So no, she's right. I would,
but then go to a city.
I agree.
Toronto for a weekend in the summer. It's a great city to drink, get all those activities.
Look, I'm not arguing pro-adult Disney. I'm with you on that.
But if you want to just drink and have fun and have sex, they've got joints that are just designed for that.
Yeah, it's called Tommy's Mom's House. 252 WCMF.
You're saying she's all-inclusive.
No, I'm saying she's a free ride. Come on and take a free ride.
He just passed.
What?
Rick Derringer.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right. He
just
did.
Just passed.
After he was done with your mom. Chris B. writes.
He died on my mom. Who was already dead?
Yeah, it was very.
He was scary. Rick Derringer was having sex with my dead mother while he was singing Free Ride.
You did not see that scandal?
I did not.
Chris writes us on Twitter at WCMF or the Break Room at WCMF. It's so funny. Tommy said he's not a Disney person. Like he'd meet the requirement height for half the rides anyway. Valid point. Valid point. Kimmy, are Disney adults now accepted members of society?
Oh, I think they're. I think. I think we're the weird ones.
Oh, no, no, no. No,
they're sad.
No, I mean, let's
they're
not.
Sad.
Let's I don't know. Not,
we're
I
not
know
the
a
weird
lot
ones.
Of them.
No.
Even if they aren't, like, in your face about it, I think that there are a lot of people that maybe are experiencing Disney again now as as adults with kids that, like, you know, it's really a pretty cool place. Like, their minds are changed. Even if they didn't grow up a Disney adult, they became one.
Yeah, but they're not the majority, not even close. They're still a minority of people.
Yes.
Right?
I don't know.
Like, I mean, look, there are plenty, to your point, of childless adults who make a Disney pilgrimage every year. And the parks do cater to them, Tommy.
Oh,
like, they're aware that these people
exist.
Yeah,
the booze, the night activities, the nightclubs, yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Tommy, you find out a buddy, no kids, takes a trip to Disney with his spouse every other year.
Yeah.
He enjoys it.
Yeah.
Are you done with that, buddy?
Yeah, he's a sad boy. That's a sad boy.
You're going to cut him out of your life.
Well, here's the thing. I like to, but as soon as you start talking Disney, I'm going to make fun of you.
Okay.
And if you don't like that, you're going to get pissed, and we're just going to break up his buds.
There's nothing I could do about it. I have.
Could
no
you
choice.
Sit there and have a buddy going on and on about his Disney trip, and you sit there just tight-lipped going, oh, that was great.
No,
of course not.
Well, it depends on how close I am to the guy. If he's a buddy, yeah, I'm busting his balls.
Any guy, after a while, you're just going to lose it on him.
No, I mean, there are people, grown-ass people, that are passionate about this.
But I always find them sad.
I mean, look, if I'm going to play devil's advocate, mm-hmm. I love the Bills and the Sabres because of how I felt about them when I was a kid.
Right.
How is this different?
Because it's an adult sport. The NFL is designed for adults to watch football. That's how it started. It wasn't started for little kids.
Yeah, but you talk about how guys who get too into it are sad.
Yeah, the Pats, yes.
Again,
okay.
You're wearing a collared shirt with black trim on it.
Yes, thank you.
And maroon socks.
Yeah.
You look like an evil Disney cartoon. Like someone who's trying to take Minnie Mouse from Mickey Mouse. Nikki writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. We had our worst fight ever at Disney, too. One kid's acting up, threw his shoe over a fence. Oh. Husband takes off and leaves, and I had his phone in my backpack and couldn't find him for hours.
So the rule was, growing up in Florida, if you want to see a real show, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Magic Kingdom. Because that's when everybody has had it for the day. They're hot, they're tired, and they're broke for the day. And that's where all the screaming, yelling, and fighting starts.
Hot, tired, and broke.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Kimmy, I don't think you understand. It really is
It's exhausting. You've walked 15 miles. What?
I just broke my glasses in my ear.
Oh.
Damn it!
All right. Well, those are reading glasses.
No, they're blue light glasses.
Protect his eyeballs.
Oh. Thank you. Anyway.
Oh, that for the screen?
No, yeah. I'm telling you, like, yeah. It's like running a marathon. Because you do not anticipate the heat.
Yeah.
You do not anticipate how much walking you're going to do.
Yeah.
You don't anticipate how quickly your kids are going to get tired.
True.
And the frustration that sets in.
And the lines.
Oh, the lines, Tommy. The lines.
The
lines. Don't even get me started about the water department, all that sulfur in there because it's Florida. But, like, you also turn in to a bad person.
Yeah.
Because you need your kid, because you are spending so much money and there is so much stress, to love and appreciate everything.
Every second.
And the second your kid even half-heartedly is like, oh, you get.
Or sighs.
Furious. Or if your kid gets too tired early and like falls asleep in the wagon, get your ass up, eat this Dole Whip, and go on this stupid ride. We are literally every second we are in here is costing us $40.
Oh, yeah.
So shut up. We'll wrap it up with this.
What's that?
Vex Patriarch writes us on Twitter. One of your former coworkers down the hall from the B, a huge adult Disney person. Are you going to make fun of her? Is that Terry Clifford?
Was it former?
Yeah, it said former down the hall. Is Terry Clifford an adult Disney person?
I don't know. If she is, I didn't know.
I will happily make fun of Terry Clifford to her face for being an adult Disney person.
She is a very happy person, a very Disney-like person.
Disney-esque?
Yes.
In fact, when we go to commercial, I am going to call Terry to insult her to her face. Excuse me, are you a Disney person? Well, that makes you a weirdo.
Yes.
Don't call me again, even though I called you. All right, let's take a break.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
There's a difference between men and women when we have disagreements.
Yeah.
And it may be evident in the way we've seen folks arrested over the last couple of weeks. When men get into arguments, we like space.
Yeah.
Right? Give us a little time.
Walk off.
Yep. Let me clear my head. You know, everything will be fine. Women, on the other hand, seem to have the opposite idea.
Yep.
Illustrated by the story in front of us today.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF with Tommy. This story comes to us from Wayne County.
What happened?
The sheriff's department out that way was called.
Yeah.
After what is described as a disturbance.
Mm.
Authorities say a woman, whose age we do not know, was arrested after police say she took the fuse out of a car that did not belong to her.
Damn, okay.
Police say
that's a new one.
The fuse removal left the car inoperable.
Oh.
Police also say when she was made aware that she was going to be arrested, she began resisting. When it was all said and done, she was charged with criminal tampering. She has a court date coming up. Now, here's the thing. Those are all the details we have.
Okay.
And we can't be sure what led to this issue. Although we do, Kimmy, see a lot of stories from our area where women do something to vehicles to make sure they can't move anymore.
Mm. Yeah, it's usually something messing with the tires.
Yeah.
Something, a windshield.
Lest we not forget. A week ago, we had a story where a woman is accused of pulling the electronicals out of a motorcycle so that thing couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So with these stories, Tommy,
yeah.
I'd like to float a theory.
What's that?
Tommy, when have you ever gotten into an argument, fight, whatever, with a significant other? Let me try this again.
Yeah.
When you get in a fight with a significant other, you want a little time to
yourself. Yeah, you just want to walk it off.
Okay, you want to leave where you are, clear your head, come back, we'll try it again later. Women, on the other hand, don't like that.
No, they don't.
And some women, as we have seen in the news, will literally try to disable the vehicle you want to use to keep you where you are.
Trap you.
Do you think that they're...
Okay. Hold on!
Okay.
Sorry. Why Do women want to keep everyone in the room to finish out the argument when it's going nowhere?
It's trap and torture. It's all it is. It's control.
Can you agree, Kimmy,
yeah,
that you ladies have a penchant,
well,
for wanting guys to stick around even when the argument is going nowhere, you're just getting angrier, yeah, nothing is getting solved?
I think the car and vehicle thing, though, is her like trying to hurt you more than keep you around.
Wait. Yeah, but she just enabled it so it couldn't move.
Yeah, maybe she thought about that like afterwards, but I'm thinking like she's hurting something that she knows you love. I think that's more the goal of the dismantling of the cars and motorcycles.
Here's why I disagree with you.
Okay.
And tell me if you're with me here, Tommy.
Yeah.
If she wanted to really hurt what you love, she could have flipped that motorcycle over. She could have smashed the windshield with a baseball bat of the car.
Yeah. If you have a baseball bat.
Okay, you could have found something heavy and just scratch. You could have keyed the car.
Yeah.
Could have done that.
Yeah.
In both of these examples, we have women disabling the vehicles, which tells me they want those vehicles to stay exactly where they are.
Because now you can't leave.
Bingo. And perfect way to say that in that outfit this morning. You fire Marcel. Victim Chaz Palminteri looking son of a bitch. I mean, Tommy, this is a woman that didn't want someone to go, right? Yeah. If the allegations are true.
They want you to sit there till you just say, you're right, I'm wrong. That's what it is.
All right, Kimmy,
yeah,
is Tommy right? Are you somebody who holds your husband in a holding pattern of pain when you get in an argument?
Personally, I am somebody that likes to have a little space. If there's an argument, I usually make him make the first move to try to resolve it.
Oh.
Okay, so you do the other thing that women...
Yep, I give you the silent treatment.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Which, by the way,
I know it's not healthy.
Okay.
It's also not productive, but that's usually what I do.
Oh, it's not just silent. It's silent and awkward.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't want to talk, but you do that silent drive-by every once in a while.
Your body makes noises.
I don't make eye contact.
Exactly. But I don't want to engage as a woman, but I want you to remember I'm upset. So they'll do that like sashay in front of you, like you'll be on the couch.
Yep.
Talk to myself a little bit, like you're not in the room.
Right.
Yeah.
They will also wait for you. They'll wait for the least opportune moment to continue the fight that you had on pause.
Well, usually it's sparked by something else.
No, it's never. It is always calculated. It is always, you start to do some work on something, you lay down to enjoy something, you both decide it's time for bed, and all I'm trying to say is, damn it!
Yeah.
What is the idea?
It's torment. That's what it's designed to do. Control and torment.
It's got to be more than control. Control's easy because your girlfriend could look at you if they want to control and just say something like, you're wrong and I want you to apologize.
Well, that's what they're looking for.
I feel like it's more than that.
Really?
No?
I've never gotten there.
I mean, it's
I haven't. I just fall off the cliff.
Let's talk logic. Kimmy, talk with me here. Let's have a chat.
Sure.
Explain how a better problem-solving plan is to keep people together and move in silence than to just have a little time away from each other.
Well, my silences are time away from each other because I'm thinking of all the things that I want to say or didn't say the first time or maybe didn't articulate the way I wanted to say it. So now I have to pull back and choose my words.
Okay, but why are you mad that I'm walking away? I get that you want to sit there and maybe calculate a new plan here, but you find it insulting that I'm walking away.
I could see the idea behind keeping you there because if we don't solve this now, we're never going to solve it.
No, that's not true. I'm going to come home eventually.
But it's funny that the self-entitled you're going to tell me how I feel.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to fix this now because it'll never get fixed again. Well, that's your opinion of the problem.
See, could you not interrupt him? He's making a point.
Question.
It's entitlement.
No question.
Boy in the back.
If that argument didn't carry on, would you ever go back to it?
I don't know. But that's my decision to make.
Okay. Well, I guess if she's trying to work it out, she knows you're never going to talk about it again.
And I mean, maybe that's what I want.
You can admit, you are bad at talking through your feelings, right? Like, just in general to anybody. So, you know, if she, it's kind of her forcing you to get it out.
This hot poker.
I'm not saying it's the right way to do it, but that may be the logic behind I'm forcing you to stay here.
But the logic of poking me with this hot poker, like, that's going to get us there.
No, I would agree that maybe breaking something you love would lead to a bigger issue.
Oh, I'm not even talking about that. I think if I'm speaking, as I speak for Tommy, I think he means the hot poker is you silently walking by.
This torturous thing we're doing here.
Yeah.
Let's just take a break.
Yes. Like, let me ask you this question before we go to the phones. 252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about this woman out in Wayne County. She is accused of removing a fuse from a man from somebody's car. Excuse me. She was charged with that. Police say she also resisted arrest. This is the second story in 2 weeks we've had where a woman tried to disable a vehicle. We've seen more of these stories. But last week, a woman took all the electronicals out of a motorcycle. This sounds to me, if I had to guess, if the allegations are true, this is a woman that got in a fight. Didn't want the guy to go anywhere because you insist that we sit in silence while we can see how angry you are with us, but we can't go anywhere to make it better. Yes. Take a little time apart. 252-WCMF, a man we talked to for the first time last week.
Oh.
And I only remember because he was the first Talon we ever had
here. Oh, Talon.
Yeah, he's on CMF. Hey, Talon, how are you?
Right here, sir.
Yeah. Talon, you there?
Yeah, right here, brother. How are you doing today?
Good, man. What do you got?
Well, let me see if I can help you with this, because, I mean, I've dated women from 18 to 80, blind, crippled, and crazy, so I have a little bit of experience in this. So what it is that when you get into an argument with someone, and actually anyone, it doesn't matter if it's a male or female, they are they want to be validated in their feelings. They want to be engaged. So that's why they want you to stay, because... And I'm sure you've had this too, where you're speaking passionately about something, whether it's you're emotionally charged positively or negatively, you want that person to be engaged in what you are doing. You want them to be actively listening to you, and not like if you were talking to Tommy about something and you're trying to be, you're very passionate about it, and Tommy's like smoking a cigar, drinking some scotch, and reading the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. He's not really engaged in what you're doing, and you're going to feel slighted in that sense.
Yeah, right, I'm sitting here getting sexually aroused while you're trying to discuss this.
I mean, it's not the most out of the way.
Rubbing my chubby while you talk.
No, but okay, Dylan, I get what you're saying. I guess the difference is if I was having that discussion and I was passionately talking about something, Tommy was doing that, I think I have the self awareness, so I'd be like, okay, he's not into it. Or let's say we got an argument.
Yeah.
You and I get in an argument, right? I know if I walk away, there is a better chance that we eventually resolve this once water
under
the bridge.
We just let it go. Yeah.
Women do not have that talent. I don't get it.
Well, actually, and don't ask me why I know this, but you know, if you go to court-ordered, mandated anger management classes, the first thing they tell you is that if you cannot discuss a situation like calm, rational, reasonable, respectful adults, take a break. Walk away. Say, hey, look, let's take an hour. I'm going to go to the store. Do you need anything? And let's come back in an hour with cooler heads, and we can sit down and look at this with fresh eyes. You know, sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't.
Well,
you
look,
know, sometimes
I hear you, but I got more calls I got to take. But Talon, I agree with you. I just don't get why women don't get it. Talon, thanks for the call. There goes Talon. I'm afraid to leave my house when I'm in an argument with my wife.
Oh.
I've been married 15 years.
Yeah.
And never, even in our greatest of arguments, have I ever gotten in the car and gone somewhere else? And I she's never actively said, don't do that.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid to see what happened if I did.
Like,
but
you left the property.
Well, yeah, he said, I'm going to go to Wegmans. I'm going to go do something. Like, even when we're fighting, if I actually have to go do something, I will go to my wife and be like, this is what I have to do now. I am leaving. Almost like she's my, like, drill sergeant.
All right.
But I guess my question would be, that would you judge a guy for leaving? Like, let's say he was, you know, had a wife and kids. Like, would you judge him if he left for a long time after every fight?
Well,
give me
a
long
time.
What's so socially
beyond
acceptable?
Beyond just going and running errands, like, you leave for the night or something.
No, okay, overnight.
But we know guys that have done that.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, here's the thing,
do you judge those guys?
No.
I mean, I get that there are some things that are so...
He doesn't have an answer.
Yeah.
And you just screaming at me doesn't get us there, and I don't think everything is fixable.
Did leaving help?
What's that?
Did leaving help?
Well, it helps in the moment because you're just pissing me off.
But I'm asking you, like, the situations you're describing, like those guys that left all the time, like, did their marriages survive that?
Well, their radio careers didn't, but I don't know.
Okay.
But I think in the moment, just get out of there. Like, what are we, you know, screaming. We're just screaming.
Look, I agree with you that I think the overnight, that's a different story.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm talking in a situation where, like, I just need an hour or two.
You just, okay. Yeah.
So get me out of the house for
take
a second.
Take a run. Right. Take a walk.
Yes. Yeah,
so take
me walk
the dog.
Whatever.
I can go walk the dog.
Whatever.
But, like, not everything has an answer. Not everything has an answer, man.
Are you afraid, though, of what your kids
see? Hold on, I'm
slow
clapping. Can you let me slow clap him?
We look off
Mom
the distance.
And Dad.
What's that?
I mean, we're talking about extreme issues, but I mean, like, in terms of, like, leaving after fight, like, are you afraid that your kids seeing that kind of leads them to not be able to work through their issues?
Understood. No, look, I get what you're saying. Like, if you wake up and mommy or daddy's not there.
Yeah, or dad or mom leaves after every time they get into an argument and there's never any closure.
Understood, but I think there's a difference between I'm just going to leave for a little while and eventually mommy and daddy, yeah. See mommy and daddy making, or daddy and daddy, or mommy or mommy, whoever, making up. Right? There's a difference. And even if it is for the night.
Yeah.
Sometimes that is required. Yeah. I would be terrified to try that.
Yeah.
Don't tell my wife we even had this discussion.
But it doesn't make you a bad person.
I agree with you. Your parents never, I mean, did you see your parents fight?
My parents would argue.
Was your dad allowed to leave?
I guess I don't remember.
Okay.
I just don't remember that.
All right, 252 WCMF. Kimmy's trying to talk with Logic. I want to get back to guys who have stories.
All right.
Kyle's at CMF. Hey, Kyle, how are you, buddy?
Hi, Kyle. Or, hi, good.
You're Kyle. You're Kyle. Your name is Kyle.
Earlier in college, I had an ex-girlfriend that was a little crazy, and we were fighting, and I just wanted to leave before I, you know, blew a gasket because it just wasn't worth it. And I just decided to go leave for an hour, and she climbed in the back of my truck, like in the bed, to like keep me from driving. And so it's either who's going to call each other's bluff first. So I started kind of creeping down the driveway, and after about 100 yards, she hopped out, and I left.
How'd that relationship end up, Kyle?
Yeah. Road rash.
Thank goodness.
Okay, Kyle, thanks for the call. She jumps in the truck.
Like it's an old hound dog back there.
Just one final question before we move on. Who teaches women how to do this? Because every experience I've had with every serious significant other in my life, I have gone through this.
Okay.
Where they don't want you to leave in a fight. Is there a day that every mother pulls their daughter aside and shows them how to do this? Or is this something that is just genetically passed down from woman to woman?
Kimmy?
It's not learned behavior, is it?
Oh, I mean, I think you take a lot of your relationship cues from what you see growing up.
Like how your mother handled
your
father.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the fact that you're not allowed to leave. Because it's never said.
But if your dad never left, and all of a sudden now you're in a relationship where this person keeps trying to leave, like you may think that's like the wrong thing to do, you know, based on how you watched your parents solve issues or resolve issues. So I would think, like, yeah, like all of a sudden if this person's trying to leave, like this is not something that I've experienced before. I don't want them to leave. That's a bad sign. They're going to be gone forever.
Okay.
I think it may be the fear of also like losing this forever. Like if you leave, like that's the sign that this is over.
Well, like, see, that's just it. With my wife, like she had issues with her dad growing up and everything. Yeah. And like I understand that's like something that is
it's
in
like
her
triggering,
head.
Triggering.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't want her to feel that. At the same time, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
And I would just like an hour. I want to go get a snow cone or something. Can I get a snow cone?
Yeah, go ahead.
We'll finish it up with Maya. She writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF is the Instagram. Easiest way to get us. How the heck did Talon start with 18 to 80 crippled and crazy?
I don't know where that was going.
And then say the most emotionally intelligent thing a caller has ever said. Low bar, Maya.
Yes.
Low bar.
You come in low, you end up high.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video.
And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Normally with stuff like this, you have a choice.
Yeah.
And people are now taking these way more serious as not only they get more severe, but they keep showing up more often.
Oh.
In this case, however, you do not. You're at the mercy of the people serving you.
Oh, my God.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. There is a nationwide recall, 11 statewide recall, including New York, of deadly tomatoes.
Tomatoes?
Yep. The FDA has recalled pre-cut tomato and tomato-based product after a multi-state salmonella outbreak that has sickened 162 people and hospitalized 54.
So this, like, in a can, what? Like canned tomatoes?
Well, yeah,
like,
it's diarrhea, so it would be in a can.
Okay, yeah.
No, it doesn't say.
The tomato squirts. Worst Heinz product of all time.
Well, no, it was my least favorite Chubby Checker song. Come on, baby!
Let's do the tomato squirts like we did last summer.
Oh, you're wearing what Chubby Checker would wear on stage. So diarrhea, fever, stomach cramps, nausea, and vomiting are the symptoms.
But they're not saying it's raw tomatoes or they're not sauced?
Tomatoes.
It says pre-cut tomatoes and tomato-based products.
Now, okay.
Here's where it gets
a wide range.
Yes.
Yeah, that's like everything. Yeah.
Here's where it gets dicey.
Yeah.
All right. So
diced tomatoes too?
Yes, actually, it's right there. We told you New York is one of the states where these tomatoes have been shipped from Florida.
Okay.
These aren't tomatoes you buy at the store.
Oh.
These are tomatoes that are sold to restaurants and food service operators.
Oh, so for. Oh, so it's for commercial use.
So it's out of your hands.
You got it.
Yeah. Great, thanks. So I got to trust that guy.
They say that these were distributed to restaurants, cafeteria, and institutional kitchens, and you said exactly what the problem is.
What's that?
I have to trust.
Yeah.
That they did their due diligence?
Yeah, you nailed it.
And you have to think of everything that has tomatoes in it outside of, like, the standard stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 So, like, now, if you are someone that enjoys their little sliced tomatoes or tomato-based products and you sit down to eat.
Yeah. You got to think about it.
Can you be sure that this place is, well, I'm sure they're aware of it. Are they still using the product? Did they find another distributor?
Is it in my pizza?
All of, well, yeah. I mean, it's just tomato-based product. Yeah. That sounds like a tomato-based product. The FDA is investigating right now, but that won't help the people that were already hospitalized.
All right.
And here's the thing. Maybe there's nothing to worry about. Like, they got to this already, and there's new tomatoes coming through, but it's something that'll be in the back of your head.
Sure.
And to your point about what tomatoes are in, I mean, guacamole.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Any salad that you consume could have.
Every Italian joint you go to, mm-hmm. every Mexican joint you go to, full of tomatoes.
Tomato paste is in a lot of stuff. You don't know.
I love to. It says, how to stay safe. The FDA recommends if you operate a restaurant, check your inventory. Thank you.
Oh, check into it?
Are you, please. Do
go to the pantry and look.
Do they call the restaurants with this? You know, like if my car is a recall, I get a letter from them. You know.
Or, yeah, call.
They, please tell me the FDA or the company reaches out to.
They're going
to
put out some kind of like email alert, right?
You would believe that?
Yeah, but.
But then we find out things after the fact where it's like, that's not a real thing. That's not a thing.
Well, they are cutting back on the FDA a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
I think Elon Musk canceled the Department of Tomatoes.
But even before that, remember, there was that Boar's Head thing.
Oh, yeah, the cold cuts.
Yes, where it took a couple people to die before they like wiped out cold cut cases.
Figured it out.
Yeah, across the country.
And even if they do send out an email, you got to hope it ends up in the right hands. Yeah, the right person, the right inbox.
Why does this keep happening? Why is this happening so often now?
Well, maybe it's a good thing we're catching it. Maybe with the years ago we didn't catch it.
Yeah.
And people just got sick and didn't know why.
That's a very optimistic outlook, my friend.
It sure is. But think about it. Like my father's generation, this stuff might have been floating around. He just thought, you know, he just caught a cold or caught a break.
That I get. Yeah. I'm talking like 5 years ago.
Oh.
Because there was a time.
There was a time.
Thank you.
Pooey pants.
Where we would have discussions if we should even acknowledge on the air recalls. Yeah. Like, you know, would you bring it back? You'd be like, nah, it's fine. And now every week there's something new and it's like, oh.
Better safe than sorry.
200 people hospitalized.
But even with this knowledge, you just laid on me.
Yes.
I had to go to this luncheon today and I'm still not even going to really think about it when I sit down.
Yeah. Ooh, that's also looking good.
Yeah, it could be here. Yeah.
No, you're right. I mean, I went to a Mexican place on Saturday, and I had a bunch of guacamole with tomatoes in it. And if I went to it today,
would be really hard to let that sit on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are the odds?
And they probably cooked it all out.
You don't cook guacamole.
No, but you don't?
No.
The tomato? I thought the tomatoes were all cooked.
No, they're raw tomatoes.
You just chop them up.
Yeah, chopped up tomato. What kind of guacamole are you eating?
Cooked.
That's the wrong one.
Guacamole, I guess.
Warm guacamole. Bubbly guacamole.
What other than like other than pasta sauce, what are you cooking a tomato? Like most tomato dishes are raw tomatoes.
I'm trying to think. I guess I'd like any kind of like stews.
Okay.
Or stuff like that. Yeah. Soups. Maybe.
Tomato soup.
Oh yeah.
But like if you're talking like
could it be in your ketchup?
Bruschetta? Is ketchup cooked? Ketchup's cooked,
yeah. Bruschetta's raw, I think.
Good then. Yeah. So we're talking bruschetta, guacamole, anything in a salad, that's raw. Salsa. That's all raw tomato, bro.
Right. Yep.
Talking straight, uncut, raw American Florida tomato. All right, just be aware.
All right.
We're not your mom.
Watch your ass.
Yeah. That's where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget.
Really. Once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.